This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian airstrikes throughout Ukraine have killed at least 8 civilians, while Ukraine was able to blow up a Russian ammunition depot. AP Washington correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman saying that they use sea-based long-range precision weapons. Ukrainian officials say Russia struck 11 regions in nighttime attacks, killing a number of civilians. That includes a married couple and two others in Bakhmut, two people in the Donetsk region where 20 homes were destroyed, and two others in Chernihiv. I'm Jackie Quinn.
NATO and Ukraine are to discuss security in the Black Sea next week, particularly the operation of a corridor for grain exports at the request of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. That's according to the Western Alliance on Saturday. Zelensky saying that he discussed the current security situation, in particular Russia's aggressive steps in the Black Sea, any destabilization in the region, the disruption of the export rules, he says, will ultimately be the undoing. Tensions flared yet again in Iraq on Saturday over a series of recent protests in Europe involving the desecration of the Quran, Islam's holy book, which sparked a debate over the balance between freedom of speech and religious sensitivities. Hundreds of protesters attempted to storm Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone that houses foreign embassies and the seat of Iraq's government early on Saturday, following reports that an ultranationalist group burned a copy of the Quran in front of the Iraqi embassy in the Danish capital, Copenhagen, the previous day. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been rushed to the hospital for an emergency procedure to implant a pacemaker. The move plunges the country into deeper turmoil after widespread protests against the Israeli leader's contentious judicial overhaul plan. Netanyahu's office says that he will put in place under sedation the Justice Minister Yariv Levin will stand in for him. In a brief video statement, Netanyahu says he feels excellent and plans to push forward with his plan as soon as he's released. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of protesters marched on the main highway in Jerusalem in a last-ditch show of force aimed at blocking Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's contentious judicial overhaul plan. Thousands of Israelis protest in Jerusalem against judicial overhaul sought by him on Saturday as pressure mounts as his right-wing government to scrap a bill that would change Israel's judiciary. The United States commissioned a warship, USS Canberra, in Sydney, Australia, on Saturday. It's the first time a U.S. Navy vessel joined active service at a foreign port. As the two close allies step up their military ties in response to China's expanding regional reach, Australia's Governor General David Hurley.
And it's a celebration and a very visible example of our two nations' shared history, contemporary partnership, and commitment to the future.
The ceremony comes amid the biennial Talisman Sabre military exercises between the U.S. and Australia, seen as a show of force and unity as China increasingly asserts power in the Indo-Pacific. Longtime Cambodian Prime Minister Win Sin has cast his ballot in an election in which his party is all but assured a landslide victory thanks to the effective suppression and intimidation of any real opposition. Critics say he has made a farce of democracy to the Southeast Asian nation, longest-serving leader in Asia. He has steadily consolidated power with his strong-arm tactics over the last 38 years, but at the age of 70, he has suggested he will hand off the premiership during the upcoming 5-year term to his oldest son and head of the army, Win Myint. Despite his West Point education, observers do not expect any immediate shifts in policy from him. He has steadily drawn Cambodia closer to China in recent years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.